listener exclusive.
The creators of this podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which it is recorded. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are the first storytellers of this land. We pay respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging, as well as any Indigenous people who may be listening today.
We are two guys, one cup.
Hello, welcome to the Two Guys, One Cup Junk Time AFA Podcast crossover edition for 2023 Grand Final Day. We are coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain, and joining me is a man who's calling for an overhaul to the premiership medal. It is Adam Rosenbach.
G'day, Michael. G'day, Junk Timers and Two Guys, One Cup fans. Thank you so much for coming along. Yeah, there was big calls, like, because people missed out on getting the premiership medal. Taylor Adams didn't get one. Dan McStay didn't get one. They were so close and they didn't get it. And now they're coming out and saying it's a premiership club, not the premiership team. And I say, fuck that, right? I actually think they should start taking them away from the players who played in the game.
Okay.
Nathan Murphy, you got concussed, you got subbed out. Fuck you. Give us your premiership medal back. Billy Frampton, seriously, what the fuck did you do, mate? No, give it back. Because unless you barrack for Collingwood, Jack Ginnivan, fuck off. I just Mason Cox has a premiership medal. Let's deport that motherfucker tomorrow. Like,
and the crowd was chanting USA, USA.
Were they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I do like the idea of the little kids coming up and giving medals. I think that's a nice little touch.
It was pretty good. A few of the players blanked the kids, though, which is good. Yeah. I hope that haunts those kids for the rest of their lives. Like, they see another kid go up, you know, like Joel Selwood gave the boots or whatever last year and everything
that's
went
right.
on. And then this year they go up to, is it McCreary? And he just, the kid's fucking got his hand out. McCreary just turns away. Give your premiership medal back, McCreary, you fucking dog.
But every year that happens, and every year there's a little bit of outrage. Like, you know, I've heard people call up talk back and go, oh, so-and-so didn't shake the hand of a little kid. It's like, you got a fucking free cap, mate, kind of. You know, what are you complaining about?
It would be pretty sick if you're a kid to be able to give out that medal, though.
I think it'd be pretty cool, but also if you kind of got a good player. Like, if you got the sub, you'd be like, ugh, you know.
Patrick Lipinski.
Mum, Dad, I might stay in that day. Just watch it. But I think they're the Oz kickers. I think they're the Oz kickers of the year, like, from each
yeah,
week.
Right.
Yeah. Like, the little bit, I don't know if they do it anymore, when H. McLaughlin would sit on a little chair and talk to a little kid.
Yeah, okay. Because they love that with the NAB, and they do the ads, obviously, and stuff, and they had the little kids dressed up as Kiss as well. I've always wanted to do a NAB campaign with the little kids, but, like, a little mini Ben Cousins. Or like a mini Daniel Kerr just passed out.
Yeah, sure.
Outside a nightclub. Or just like a mini Wayne Carey in the bathroom at a barbecue. It's going to be really hard to get permission off the parents for that one, but...
Yeah.
It'll be a fucking good ad. You're all going
to
love it.
I've got to struggle to find a big four bank that wants to get behind that one. But we got a lot to get through, so it's a huge adventure. And Collingwood have won their 16th premiership. Put in them equal with you two.
Hello, Carlton and Essendon.
Sheesh, check it out. Who's closer to another flag? Ooh, not the fucking Bombers. Well, let's bring out our friends from Two Guys, One Cup. Please welcome Charlie Clausen and Will Anderson.
Fellas.
Hello.
We're back. First time. The original lineup, eh?
Yes. I want little minis of us.
Yeah.
For one of these shows. That would be fantastic.
So you want a kid with really bad hips, like an 8-year-old with...
We have to find a kid and break his hips. Just so it's authentic.
Is that little kid stoned?
Is that little kid... That little Will getting arrested on a little... A little biplane.
Just one of those tiny planes outside a supermarket. I love that Jack Ginnivan went to the races Friday night because it was the only place he could get some horse tranquilizer. The result of the game has been turned over, though. I did just hear on the way in, I'm sorry to say this to the Magpies fans, because apparently they were playing with a 19th man. I've heard all the press conferences.
Yeah, of course.
And they've talked about this 19th man, that it was apparently involved in the Collingwood team, which I love when they talk about the 19th man, because it doesn't make any fucking sense. Because there is, like, four people on the bench. Like, it's the 23rd fucking man.
I think there's an asterisk on the grand final because of that. That was not advantage. Like, let's not pretend. The Brisbane...
Oh, so the Lockie Neal.
Oh, here we go. Fired up the pie.
The Lockie Neal thing near the end.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
So, how long was that? You get your time, madam.
Okay. And by that, it means you will not.
I have no time left.
But it swings.
Is this a make-a-wish thing? Is this like your... you set the bar pretty low. If this is your last wish, is to come to this show. Oh, my God.
Right. So you win one with the Lockie Neal thing, but also I think we can all agree when Maynard was shepherded out and then she went to play on, that was fucking magical in 18. But how long to go was that Lockie Neal free kick?
I think it's like a minute 30 or something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So the idea they stop, yeah. Isn't the idea, though, the umpires can call back advantage? Aren't I right about that? If it's not too advantage.
Yeah, they could have done that, but they just thought it would be better for their lives. So where did you boys watch the game yesterday?
It would have been good, though, if they'd overruled that, you know, obviously that it was stolen from Lockie Neal, and then they could have overruled that Lockie Neal stole the Brownlow from Lockie.
Yeah, sure. That's a good point.
Now, Charlie, you were there?
Okay, so here's my story, and I wanted to be kind of ethical about this because I didn't have a ticket to the grand final, but I know people. And so
Scalpers, you know scalpers.
Well, the good news is when the Magpies have 110,000 fans who want to go and can only take 17,000, it's good that it's Saints fans.
After 2010, I feel like they owe me. So I was just loitering around, and I'd sent out a few kind of like phishing text messages. Hey. And then about 5 minutes before the first bounce, a friend said, hey, I'm running this corporate event. We've had some people who haven't turned up. There's a ticket if you want it.
Uh-huh.
So in my head, I'm like, I've seen all these people walking around with the signs, you know, we'll give blood for tickets, blah, blah. And so...
What kind of blood?
I was thinking... Well, Saints blood.
So when you say loitering around, you're loitering around the MCG.
I went to the Festival de Football, the one that they have, which I haven't been to before.
Hang on, what do you mean? He's not loitering around Marvel.
No, that's the thing, though. Like, I mean, when you say loitering around, like, you just kind of went...
I got
kind
to the MCG.
...in the hope that someone would kind of fling you a ticket.
Yeah, I was meeting some friends there who had some kids who wanted to go to the Festival of the Football, and I was like, well, while I'm there, if I get a last-minute call-up, I want to be within... distance to the MCG that I can snap on my ticket.
Right.
So after watching the Monster Energy, the traditional Monster Energy flipping of the dirt bikes before the game, which is a beautiful tradition.
Yeah, for sure.
What a great tribute to Ron Barassi it was.
Was Bailey Smith there for that? He's sponsored by Monster.
Bailey Smith.
How much do you reckon he's ever drunk of that?
Isaac Rankin. I could hear this like dance music, and there's two Monster Energy stages. I go to this other one. There's Isaac Rankin and Bailey Smith with all these Monster Energy drink girls. It was like a Duff beer ad. They're like throwing out like beanies. Like it's 27 degrees. They're throwing out beanies into the crowd and stuff. I was like, I'm glad Bailey Smith's career is going really well. Really living up to the potential, isn't he?
So they generally were like doing dirt bike kind of
tricks. They were
doing
dirt bike flips. They had the players in like Collingwood and Brisbane jumpers and you were meant to cheer for your team. Like,
no way.
You could do the best rock air to fakie. I don't know. Is that a dirt bike move?
Sure.
Don't look at me. You're a keen dirt biker, look.
Because I went there on the Friday to hang out with a mate who was lining up out the front of the members for his seat and keep him occupied. And it was chock-a-block. The parade happened then. But, like, the whole place was, like, so full of people. It was amazing. Like,
what's at this festival? Like, what do they have there?
So food trucks.
You've got a lot like handball comps, kicking comps. If you're like they had a Ferris wheel, I guess it was the one they ripped down from...
You could get a photo of the cup.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They had the Triple M stage. That was like the main stage, where I guess they do the post grand final party, where like you know Jack Riewoldt sang with the Killers. But it was the Triple M, and I get this wrong. The grill team, or who's like purple and
the Rub.
JB, the Rub. So they're doing a live show there, and
so you could go down there and they'd just bully you for no reason.
Yeah, so they brought Chris Judd on because he was obviously going to be handing out the Norm Smith, and Billy was obsessed with the fact that Beck Judd was on The Amazing Race, and that one of the challenges she stuck her hand
was
in. She stuck her hand in cow shit apparently, and the panel kept trying to move on from that, but Billy kept trying to bring it back.
Sam
so
Newman.
Chris, how warm
Sam
was
Newman
warm
was also talking thing. About The Amazing Race, but he said that it was white. <people. laughs>
So I'd hung out at the festival as long as I thought, and then it got to some people laughing a bit too hard at that. It got to like 20 past two, so I was walking back to my mate's place where I was just going to watch the footy, and then I got the text saying, hey, if you want this ticket. And as I was running back to the MCG, I was like, oh, I hope I don't see any of those people with the ticket signs because I'll feel real bad. Mm-hmm. Turns out I didn't. No.
You got
my friend,
that.
What he'd done, because he had a handful of tickets, he actually went out and handed out a bunch of free tickets to all those people holding out the signs.
In corporate areas?
Yeah, no way.
Not in corporate areas. They were just seats. But corporate functions, these were the seats you'd take. So I didn't feel as bad. But I probably got the very last ticket handed out.
Can we ask which corporation it was provided by?
No. Okay. You can't. Rio Tinto. They've got some interesting thoughts about how we should do things, I'll tell you that much.
And you were saying you sat next to the Brisbane cheer squad.
No. I was behind the goals, just to the left of the Pies cheer squad. And I've got to say, lovely group of people, the Pies supporters. Very accommodating.
Yeah, sure.
Because I was going for the Lions, but not like overtly, but I was sort
of
like
fear.
Little fist bumps. Well, I actually was just wanting football to win on the day. Yeah. But
fuck football.
One Pies supporter next to me said, hey, are you a Lions fan? I said, no, I'm a Saints fan. He's like, oh. That is actually worse.
Yeah. He said, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't even have to ask you that. Just look into your eyes. Yeah. You can tell you're a Saints fan.
It's the slumped shoulders. Look, yeah.
Is he dead in the eyes that has no hope? Oh, yeah, Saints fan.
It does, like, being a Saints fan at a grand final, hearing that Collingwood chant, like, PTSD. Like, it is horrible.
It's the worst chant in the world, isn't it?
And I think the Lions fans did a pretty good job of counteracting it with the Country Road sing-along. But in a big space at the MCG, it's all out of sync, so it's just this, like, wash of noise. You can't quite tell what's going on. So that's why I think Charlie couldn't get on his bike properly, because he couldn't get the timing right.
So, Adam and Will, where were you guys?
Well, I was at home. Yeah, I was in Sydney watching the game at home. But I liked that. I was enjoying, because I got to watch the entire day. Like, you know, I got to watch the longest kick and all the, you know, good grand final stuff that was happening during the day. So that was pretty fun. And I also obviously got to watch the amazing pre-match entertainment.
Dude.
What do you think of Kiss?
Well, here's what I've noticed. Everybody else is like, the reviews seem to be pretty good.
They did a good job.
I fucking loved it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I was there at the game. Okay. And
I did
this guy goes to the wrestling.
I mean,
don't forget
look,
that.
That's fine. I did. People like different things. To me, I was like, honestly, it was like, it reminded me of the old days of the review at the footy show. On the
yeah, sure,
I was like, oh my God, Billy Brownless is in that makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
That's...
Shane Crawford on drums, yeah.
I did hear there was one major complaint. Apparently Chris Fagan asked those kids to turn down that racket.
I fucking loved it, and I was always on board for Kiss. Like, I was like, perfect scenario. They're not a daytime band.
No.
Like, and I'm not saying we're making a night grand final for the entertainment, but like they did as much as they
it's
could.
So good
daytime.
To see fireworks and fire going off in the middle
just
of the day.
Just don't fucking do it. You don't do skywriting at night. Don't do fucking fireworks.
Well, when they're singing I Want to Rock and Roll All Night at 2:30 in the afternoon.
And Paul Stanley signed off by saying, good night.
Yeah.
Does he know who he is?
He's singing Shout It Out Loud because that's the only way they can hear you.
But I genuinely loved it, and maybe did you see it at the game?
No, I was still.
Yeah, I rushed into my seat to watch it, and I fucking loved it. I was like, and when they came on, like when it was announced, I was like, pronounced. It wasn't official, like you're like, you shall be here. But like, but I was like, they're going to come out, they're going to do three bangers, they're going to do 12 minutes, bang, 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 fuck off. And I loved it. I thought it was amazing. And then also,
it was really good to see someone play the drums, where the way they played the drums was they let the sticks fall on the drums and then they kind of just bounced off the drums.
Yeah.
And then I also saw like him warming up like before they were playing. He was like doing a few arm stretches and stuff like that.
What do you reckon?
And it was also funny, like they brought them out in golf carts they got these golf carts. Yeah. So
they didn't have time for them to walk out.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They set the stage up and then you could see these kind of four dudes get in the golf cart and then they get on the stage and they walk around the Clompy Hills. But here's an interesting thing, fun fact. So my friend who lines up out the front of the MCG members because he wants his seat on the wing, which we've talked about a lot in this podcast in the past. So he sent me a recording of Kiss's sound check on Friday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And he could actually see it through the gates, right? Yeah. And so what I found interesting, they started off with Wanna Rock and Roll or Not. No, they started off with I Was Made for Loving You. And then they even rehearsed the
Banter.
Banter, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was like... hey, we hear that Australian Rules is the best game in the world and they've got the best fans. We want you to shout it out loud and then go into the shout it loud. And then they do...
They have a writing team to come up with that.
I know. And then the Rock and Roll All Night. And then at the end, they rehearse, may the best team wins. So that I found that quite fascinating. That they, unless they kind of want to get it in their head and they don't go, goodbye, Sydney. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's really important. Like, I mean, they're older men. They don't necessarily remember everything. And they are the three bits that they have to do live over the recording. So...
There was another dissenter like Will, and that was Cain Corns. We're now talking about it on the Footy Show on 9 this morning. Everyone's saying, but it wasn't. Cain's like, Robbie Williams is better. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's making me hate Robbie Williams now, Cain.
I mean, at the start when they said you wanted the best, you've got the best, I'm like, Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
But also, it was good to it. Like, Mike Brady got a run. We all expected that.
Oh,
pissed off do you reckon Greg Champion would be? He was kind of like...
Yeah, sure.
He was the next guy, and then he's...
Greg Champion has some interesting opinions these days.
He's not sure.
Yeah, like, when people say, hey, Guru Bob's a bit outdated, he has some strong opinions about...
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, political correctness gone mad, mate.
Sure, so he's a no vote. Okay.
Yeah. I think so.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. Adam is as well, so...
No, yeah. Guru Bob's been like Kamal. He's been a no, then a yes. Yeah.
I think I'm buying Greg Champion's a red hot no.
Yeah. That's good, could have been Champion's
show,
man.
Thank you. For all you could heads out there.
And so then what were we thinking during the game? Like, on reflection, I was saying to you guys before, I felt like it took, like, Collingwood 5 entries to get a goal, while it took Brisbane maybe 2 entries to get a goal.
Very efficient.
But I felt like, I did feel like the Pies were on top for a majority of the game, but at, yeah,
they
obviously...
They couldn't put them away, they just kept missing.
That's right, yeah. And that last quarter was just like, I don't fucking know what's going to happen.
I mean, I honestly thought it was one of the most incredible grand finals I've seen in my life. Like, I mean, Collingwood deserved to win, I think, but, like, Brisbane were right in it for the entire thing. It was, like, it was just such a... I mean, watching it at home, you just never got a sense of who was going to win it.
And it was skillful, too. Like, it was skillful and tough, and it wasn't... There was no, like, stupid shit and brawls and stuff that slowed things down. It was all just pure footy. Pure footy!
Were you in the shade?
Yes.
Because I felt for anyone in the Shane Warne stand. They'd be
I
think that's why John Noble didn't play. He would have been fucking... They would have had to sub him out before the anthem. Mate, we can't look at your hair. We can't play you.
I don't know what it was like at the game, but like watching it on the TV, like it should not be an afternoon game. I'm sorry for traditionalists, but like half of the game you can't fucking see because it was like the shade and the weird like...
And the players can't see. Yeah. Like when it's kicking down them, you see them... They should all wear sunnies. Mason's got the right idea.
I lined up for the game, right? Actually, I'll tell you about it. So my mate who lines up...
How long did you line up for?
About 3.5
hours. Is that
because
you're an MCC member, Mike?
Yeah, we haven't got to that yet. Yeah.
3.5 hours is tough.
Bloody hell. Like 3.5 hours. Yeah, you know, you guys never mention it. But actually, I'll tell you a fun story. So my mate who lines up...
You didn't get your butler to line up for you. Yeah.
I tell you what...
Look how quickly Charlie, who got a corporate ticket, has flipped up.
He won't tell us which company.
And I do love it how, like, Charlie's fucking the first one to chip out. Oh, little private school Michael. We met on the first day in grade 5 at the exact same fucking private school, so...
Yeah, but I was the bad boy.
You were... Yeah.
The bad boy at high school.
You were the bad boy in the way that a bad boy in a boy band.
Yeah, yeah.
I was the Donnie Wahlberg.
You were the Dylan to my Brandon. But
and then, love of cultural references. It's 25 years out.
Yeah. So my friend who lines up on the Thursday, so he's number one in line, right, to get into the members.
Number one.
He wants his particular
first
seat, right? Yeah, for sure. And so I think on the Friday morning, so some bloke comes up.
So he slept there.
He sleeps there on the Thursday night, Friday night.
What's he do? He gets a chair.
Yeah.
Just sleeps in the chair.
But there are people, tell you what, you go down there, like I go down on the Friday at the Festival of Football to hang out with him, but you go down there and it's like they're about to storm Gallipoli or something. Like there are tents, there are like little backpacks, there are like water.
No, that's exactly how the Diggers Yeah. Yeah. They had little tents.
No, but they also have
footy records.
They also have this enormous cliff in front of them, so they kind of.
A British
when Weary Dunlop brought his sleeping bag.
Yeah. Turkish blokes at the top of the.
Is there like MCG security looking after? Because I imagine sleeping out in the open like that's got to be dangerous.
There are people constantly kind of patrolling the MCG. Okay. And also,
great opportunity for pranks. You know, like sleepover pranks where you could put one someone's hand in like a glass of warm water and, you know.
Just piss on them and tell them that you'll be there.
Cut out the middle man.
Hey, man, it's not the NRL. Come on.
So he
also, you say it's unsafe, but it's MCC members lining up. Nothing bad's going to happen. You just might get.
Yeah, yeah. They go through your car keys and go, oh, Peugeot. No.
Might get some foie gras out of the back of the head. 3 a.m.
Steal your wallet and go, gold Amex. Already got one. But so Friday morning, so a bloke comes up to him and says, hey, you're number one in the line. He goes, yeah, yeah. And he goes, cool. Hey, I want to take a photo of you with this. And he goes over to the coffin, takes out the Premiership Cup. And he gave it to him.
Really?
And said, take a photo of that. I was like, that's actually a really kind of cool thing.
Yeah. You know what he should do, though? He should trade that number one seat.
Hang on. Sorry. For the trophy's in a coffin. Did the trophy die? What's going on?
But it's like in a case.
It's a
protective case.
A roadie case,
so not a coffin.
But hang on. Wait, who's this guy who's just like, because... Hasn't Josh Kennedy?
It wasn't Josh Kennedy. No,
Josh Kennedy's meant to be in charge.
No.
Of the
so I don't think
he's wearing the white gloves.
I don't think he's handcuffed. I don't. The ambassador's like handcuffed to the case at all times. Like he's not taking it home like you take home like the toy teddy bear in prep and take photos of it. Like he was like, you know.
Well, I think you should. I think you should have to. If you're going to be the ambassador, you should be with the cup at all times.
Sure, sleep with it. Look after it, feed it.
Go in the shower with you.
Microchipped.
Breastfeed it.
You and the case and the coffee.
Like a Tamagotchi.
So I lined up about 4 a.m. with my brother because he'd come out from London for this grand final, so he wanted to get a good seat. So I was like, yeah, cool, I'll be a good brother. And so I rocked along and it was quite a huge queue at about 4 a.m. And I heard some guys behind me, I heard some good guys. So there was a guy, Blake. Right, so he's been going out with Rachel for about 3 months. You get all the goss, mate. You get all the goss. So Blake's been going out with Rachel for about 3 months. Now she's pregnant, okay? Like, no, and they're happy about it. They're happy about it. Like, he's got 2 kids from a previous marriage, right? But they've only been dating about 3 or 4 months. And the guys were like, the three guys, they'd met Rachel. And they said she was a nice lady. They didn't talk to her a great deal, but they said she was very nice. But then I'm just like, you know, have they moved in yet? And it's like, I don't know. She's got a nice place in Hawthorne, so I'm not really sure what's going on. So you get in the line.
I know you're kind of joking a bit, but it became a bit of one of those days because, like, McRae is literally accepting the Premiership trophy and he's like, oh, by the way, spoilers, had a baby this morning.
But a boy or a girl?
Oh, well, he didn't know at the start.
Girl.
Did you
Maggie.
Hear that story?
Really?
Girl. So, had a girl called Maggie for the Magpies. Nice. Yeah. Lucky he doesn't coach Melbourne. Demon is not a good girl. But it said to the boys he was so confused that he didn't have his shoes, like he didn't have the right shoes, had to borrow some shoes, and also told the boys that he had a boy.
No way.
Yeah, he was, because he was so thrown on the day, yeah. I mean, 50 years old, just had a kid. I mean, he's had a good day. Well done, Flo. Obviously not a blow Flo.
But also, he would have broken Lee Matthews' rule that he would have had to live under no sex in January.
That's a good point. And then I did find it...
I mean, Blake would do that too.
I did find it funny, though. He said to his wife on the stage, I'll come back and I'll bring a cup with me. It's like, yeah, how about some fucking nappies, mate? Like that. How about you be home?
I'm bringing the cup, Josh Kennedy, and a bloke I met in the line.
And Rachel, she needs to know some stuff about pregnancy. Hey, should we bring our first guest on?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think it's going to be pretty sick.
Hey, could I do the intro on this? Because this is something I've wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We are two guys, one cup.
John Deakes, come on down.
Yeah.
John has brought some
footy franks.
Footy franks.
No, it's just John Deeks is currently handing out little boys to people in the front row, to Collingwood fans.
This is why you come to the live show, because the audience
you get Australian show business royalty handing you a saveloy on a stick. Where did they come from? John,
yeah, how did you
John,
eat them?
Did you bring these from home? Bring these?
Yeah. I took them about an hour ago. These are the leftovers from last night. Seriously.
Were they in the fridge?
Yeah, they'll be fine. Of course they're in the fridge.
I should. I'll just make
eventually.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway,
I'll deal with this, John.
John, thank you for coming.
It's a pleasure, and I'm the only one here wearing a tie, a Collingwood tie, because I don't know where the fuck my scarf is. I've left it somewhere. I was so pissed last night.
Don't the Pies send you one every year? Like, I know with my Saints membership pack, every year it's a scarf. I'm like, guys, I'm right for scarves. I don't need any more scarves.
Yeah. How cheap is the scarf you get from St Kilda? Because the Carlton one is fucking shit ass. Like, I reckon if it's like over rough. 28 degrees, it'll just burst into flames.
I think this year, because it was our 150, they sent out, and I don't know if there's any Saints fans or Bart, I know you're out there. It was like cashmere or something, right? The 150.
Cashmere.
It was a really expensive material because there's a limited edition Saints 150 scarf. I'm like, I'm not wearing that to the footy. That's going to get dirty.
So, in 1977,
year I was born,
that was my first year at Channel 7.
Right.
And that was when we had, what did we have on 77? It was a draw.
Oh.
If only if the Kish audience was here, the Kish were here, they would know. Kish were. I'm still pissed.
That's definitely not Kish.
What, you're still pissed from 1997?
You made a bit of a mistake there, John.
Come in any time, Will. Help me.
I'm back. What's been going on?
77 1977. Was a draw.
Yeah.
Collingwood and North.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was the year I started at Channel 7, so it was very exciting because we played at the next... I've got nowhere to go with that. Okay, yeah. Next.
So where did you watch the game? Were you lucky enough to go?
I was at home, and just me, a lot of alcohol, and some family and friends, and some very old saveloys.
Your phone thinks you've fallen over. Are you okay, yeah. John? Do we need to alert anyone? Is anyone going to come rushing in? Is there going to be a cat team coming down here?
John came in yesterday to rehearse this banter, and...
Are you ready to rock?
We're in Melbourne, John. Huh? We're in Melbourne.
We are. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Dex,
who are you?
It's very hurtful.
I know.
Can I ask, so what is your history with the Collingwood Football Club? Is this your family, your parents?
Yeah, well, my ex-wife, her father-in-law was the club's secretary.
No, but how did you barrack for Collingwood? You didn't wait till then,
I wasn't sort of really into it, but...
did you grow up in Melbourne?
The kids all loved Collingwood. In fact, our dog is called Daisy because my daughter, when Daisy Thomas was playing, and so...
So you had to put it down when he went to Carlton?
No, when I went to Carlton, he put himself down.
Yeah, so, but not hardcore, but have become much more hardcore, especially since Kiss came on board.
Yeah, of course, how could you not?
Much more hardcore, so, but do love it, and I've done some work with Collingwood, and good fun.
Have you worked with the club? Have you done stuff
I have
for
done
the club?
Some stuff, yes.
What have you been doing for the club?
I did bingo.
A lot
bingo.
Of Really?
Yes, I did some bingo for them, and also some of their big rooms. I've done the raffle.
Did you legit do bingo with them?
Yes, yes.
Where was that at?
I think it was called Do Better Bingo.
And I've introduced people.
That sounded a lot more sus than I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty much what I've done with you two guys. Basically introduced you, brought in food, been a bit of relief and then pissed off. Yeah.
But a big family day, obviously, a huge day for the Collingwood Football Club. Do you have any favourites? Was there anyone, who you particularly like in the Collingwood Football Club that you were particularly happy for?
Eddie.
Eddie.
Isn't it remarkable that, you know, since Eddie went...
Yeah.
And the whole culture
the timeline
has,
is...
Wow, yeah, you work at it. Yeah.
What a coincidence.
It's a complete reset, and it's good, but good for football. Is Gil now actually going to retire?
Good question.
Is he going to go away now, boys?
Is it today?
I feel like he's officially done now.
Mm-hmm. No, I think maybe it's Monday. He's got one last day where he can say...
Well, you know what? We can ask him himself, because Gil is here.
Gil!
So he's been everywhere else.
To everyone on Monday.
Yeah.
So all these goodbyes, so they kind of gather the staff at AFL.
Yeah, get the big card, the Bon Voyage card.
Oh, yeah, sure. Actually, I like the idea of a giant card going around going, Gil's leaving. So there's a card in the team room. Just go and sign it for him.
That was in February.
Yeah.
So they all signed the card last year when he said he was leaving. Gil's been hanging around for so long, they had a mini legend Gil who's now 18.
So, John, can I ask, because I reckon, like, I'm so envious of Collingwood fans. Not only in the last 2 years, it must be so fun to watch this team that no lead is too big. They can run down anything, and you saw the footage of them running out the ground, all laughing and smiling as they come out of the race onto the ground.
Oh, like, wasn't that amazing?
Darcy Moore had the biggest grin on his face,
It was incredible.
I'm incredibly happy for Darcy Moore, and it was lovely to see his dad out there supporting the start and the finish as well. So that was really good.
Yeah, I've met Peter Moore.
Yeah, Charlie has met Peter Moore. Why don't you tell everyone when you met Peter Moore, Charlie?
So I had a spare ticket to watch the Saints play Collingwood, and I took my mate Will along.
Who supplied them?
Probably Channel 7, actually. Back when I was working at 7. And there was this new kid running around called Darcy Moore, and I'm like, you're a sophomore, blah, blah, blah. And Will keeps elbowing me in the ribs. I'm like, what's going on? He's like... That's Peter Moore sitting right behind you.
Like, Charlie was abusing Darcy Moore. And two-time Brownlow medalist, four-time losing premiership player, Peter Moore, is behind us. And then at fucking half-time, when you fuck off, Peter Moore taps me on the shoulder and goes, hey, Will, big fan.
I did like the way that he said, well, at least I've done something now that is a premiership and also captain that my dad never did. So he said, I've finally done something. Dad's not done. So that's one up for me.
But I do have this blank spot with Peter Moore. What year did he win his Brownlows? Or Brownlows?
Early 80s?
79 and 85, I think. 79 and 84, I reckon.
Was he any good?
Well, he won two Brownlow medals.
Yeah, but so is Lockie Neal.
Yes, he was any good.
Someone get their phone and fact check it. I reckon Peter Moore won 79 and 84. Someone fact check. And he won at Melbourne in the second one.
Yes.
Yeah, I fucking know that, man. I'm very good at this shit.
Somebody here who's sober. God bless you, sir.
I enjoyed the guy down the front when Michael said he won at Collingwood and then Melbourne, and you said he won at Melbourne and Collingwood, and you were like... Yeah, he just fucking said that.
How good is it, though? I mean, like, I caught the tram up Swanston Street then, caught the tram up down on the corner of Swanston, and people waiting for the tram, there's both sides, there's Collingwood supporters, and, you know, obviously they're very happy, and you've got the Lions are not very happy at all. But isn't it wonderful we can be in a country where we can be that way? Because... You know, when you think of how the UK and the soccer, they're all stabbing each other. Razor wire.
There's nothing wrong with a post-game stab, though. Like, don't knock it until you've tried it, John.
One lousy stab and they call you. No.
Yeah, exactly.
But, this morning I was in, I was on Brunswick Street and then I went down to Smith Street and you're like...
Were you looking for heroin again?
Again.
I got some speed on Brunswick Street and then I needed to take the edge off, so I went down to get some heroin on Smith Street. But no, it was amazing to see the representation of like the Lions fans still repping their club, the Pies fans celebrating. It is amazing to like live in this country where they can celebrate side by side and we can all be happy for each other. Obviously if Carlton had made the final out of it, we would not have felt
wouldn't
this
be doing this show. It'd be awful.
Lygon Street would have been absolutely no go zone. For sure.
And so how were you writing the game? Like, did you think at any stage...
Look, like everybody else, it was, as the whole season has been, right to the very end in so many matches. It's just been incredible. I don't recall a season where there's been so many tight finishes to matches. Does anybody else? I don't know. But, so at the end, like you said earlier, it could have been anyone's game right to the very last.
Yeah.
Are you like a nervous watcher? Do you pace?
Absolutely. I didn't realise it was until I burst into tears and shat myself.
No, but
I'm not talking about before you came on stage. Yeah. I mean, yesterday.
No, we'll talk about the game, John. Yeah, like, what were you like during the game?
Oh, no, I was pretty cool about the game. Yeah.
I imagine you pace a lot. You were pacing back and forth to the fridge.
I was. Just another 40 franc. Another 40 franc. And, but they all came back up, and I hope you did enjoy them. But, you know, there you go. That's good fun. But I was incredibly nervous. And
were you confident going in?
I got into the lift of my apartment, and this lady got in and said, "How are you going, dear?" I said, "Fucking excited."
Yeah, that's what a woman wants to hear in a lift.
Yeah, in a small enclosed space.
Yeah, good.
With an emergency button that could stop the lift.
It's not me, boys. I tell you, that's not you. Know me, and I'm very respectful of old ladies in lifts.
Yes.
And
apart from that,
that's what we have always said about you, John.
I'm respectful of ladies in lifts, Your Honour. Yeah.
That's why, John, whenever you step into a lift, you always say, "Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything." Always makes people feel much safer.
No, seriously, come on down. Is my catchphrase.
Oh, dearie me. Have you had enough of me?
Do you want to go? You got places to be?
Well, I don't know. Just there's a poor guy with a busted wing.
Yes,
there.
We do have another guest. So thank you.
Round of applause for John Dex, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's very, very kind of you. Thank you, John. It's very kind of you.
Bloody John Deeks. John Deeks.
One of the amazing things I actually found, I actually saw this in the Herald Sun earlier today before we bring in our next act, that the Collingwood predict they'll have 10% more profit this year purely from the Premiership at all.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, and then like they predict also like a 5% bigger membership from the Premiership at all. And then also on top of that, they'll...
Here we go. It's been a good run. Here we go.
Strap on your belts.
Everyone.
There you go.
Everyone just prepare yourself. You don't want
to
shoot yourself.
Get ready to stand up, everybody.
Yeah. Here we go. It's been a longer run-up than Gil's retirement.
So. And then, Adam, you may not know this, but from the Collingwood celebrations, there'll be a 3% spike in teen pregnancy. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
You forgot.
Thank you.
You forgot to leave off by you. Because he's dodgy.
Well, 19 is still a teen, Adam. As you fucking well know. Before the courts. Hey, why don't we bring on... we've got to give him a rousing welcome. He's a Brisbane Lions fan. He needs a helping hand. From the Marty Shugart Show on Triple M, please welcome Real Ralston!
No footy franks?
No franks for me.
Oh, no. Sorry. Oh, how's the voice, mate?
It's okay.
You're getting a sitcom groan. This is like when a little kid loses their puppy. Oh.
I don't know why the fuck I agreed to this.
We all thought the same thing.
Yeah. But no, booing the Welcome to Country, I was one out.
Yeah.
No one came with me. I went hard.
Here's what I will say, though. Honestly... Well done, because normally when somebody makes this call like the Welcome to Country thing that Sam did, you know, honestly, you think, oh well, there's going to at least be a handful of dickheads who decide to do it, and the fact that not one person out of that 100,024 people decided to do it was unreal.
Do you reckon Sam did it at his party, wherever Sam Newman was watching, he's going, I'm going to fucking go.
Yeah.
You're a massive Brisbane supporter. You grew up in Brisbane?
Yes. Brisbane born and bred until about 8 years ago, and then moved down here. So
were you a Bears fan in the early days?
No, I was a product of the Triple Premiership era. So
like your parents got that excited over the three premierships?
Ackers kicked it.
My dad did a handstand as well, you know what I mean?
No, we became a member in about 99, and then it started going very well, and then great time. And then, you know, when you're an impressionable 10-year-old and you're winning premiership.
Does it feel like a long time? I mean, how old were you? When were you born?
93.
Okay. All right, so you were, what, the 10, around about 10
when 10 for, yeah.
But does it, to now, does it feel like it's been like a massive drought?
Off it for me.
Yeah, fuck, it's not a drought. It's not a drought. It doesn't count. Anything under 40 years is not a drought. I heard that Collingwood broke their premiership drought. Get fucked, it's not a drought.
Mate, you can't, Saints can't call it a drought because it's not a drought if it's never fucking rained. Yeah. It's not a drought, that's just what the weather is there.
We got one drop in 1966. It was the most delicious drop of rain.
No, no, you say it'd have to be, what, 40 years for a drought. I'd say 1 year, a drought, Michael.
Eight.
Oh, you what? Poor bastard.
Sorry.
Oh, no, since you've had sex.
Oh. Yeah.
No three-peat for you, buddy.
How did it feel that the premiership coach has done it more often than you?
Let the record state, all four of these people right here are fucking cunts, all right?
So what were your preparations for Grant? Were you nervous? Like, how did you kill time?
I was shocking. I think I was actually worse for the prelim because...
Did you go up?
No, I didn't.
I'll say not a real fan.
So, I produced the Saturday Rub on Triple M.
Oh, okay.
And we worked really hard on that Billy Brownless Beck Judd. So all week we were playing. No, so I had to work and I stayed in Brisbane, but then I stayed in Melbourne and my dad flew down. It was my birthday and it was nice. It was actually the perfect weekend, but that was the one that was really scaring me because when you're favourites and. Mm. Oh, we shouldn't have lost that, and luckily we didn't. But then, then coming into this one,
Were you confident during the week?
Nah. But it felt like a free hit to me. It felt like we can win this. And then as the game progressed, it felt like it was just out of reach the whole game. We never led at any change, and
the goals after the
junk time goals killed you.
Junk time goals,
and half time ones were like
killed us. Yeah.
Was there? Like, I mean, obviously when Charlie kicked that goal in the final quarter, did you...
That was, yeah, I thought that was it.
Did you dare to believe? Yeah.
Oh, I thought...
Did you officially don't believe in never?
So I was sitting in...
Yeah, where were you seated?
I was in the Shane Warne stand. I was in four quarters of sunshine and it was roasting.
Oh, man.
And a sling is not good for hot weather. I was sweating up in multiple different areas there. And then...
what areas?
Just out of interest.
Yeah.
Can you point them out?
It's been a long time for Michael, so... If we could just have a look at your heat map.
Look, I bought this massage table. If you just want to...
And we were in a Brisbane Lions bay, so full nuff areas, which suited me. And we were singing the country roads out of sync, was joyous. And then we were 2 metres from the Collingwood, just fuckhead central. And they were like...
Okay. And, that sounds like Collingwood.
And they were the types of fans that would like... If they kicked a goal, they would all turn to us. And then, enjoy it out there, you know, with each other.
Sounds like Carlton fans. Yeah. Oh, God. Fans love more than a Carlton win is letting other teams know about their losses.
Yeah. So we used to do that. We haven't done that for 20 years.
Because you haven't had an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Too busy yelling at your own team.
How quickly did you get out of there? You wanted to stick around to watch the...
No, I stuck around.
Did you?
I think it's character building.
Yeah, wow.
Fuck character. Oh, God. Who needs character?
So every premiership medallion... Yeah. I mean, I think stick around for the Norm Smith, but you don't have to do every medallion.
No, I stuck around for the cup. I had confetti rain.
Well done, mate.
No.
I don't know. I just felt like I paid for my ticket. Yeah. May as well see. I don't know. And, God, I was glad Bobby Hill got it, because not only was he the best player on the ground, but I was like, if this becomes a Dacos narrative, it was just going to shit.
It's going to be too much for you.
Yeah. So
I mean, Bobby Hill, what an amazing game that he played.
What an amazing story. One of the best trades in history. Yeah. Won them a flag. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, incredible. And, like, didn't play that great against GWS either. I, like, kind of got overwhelmed by that game and then just to come out and blow them apart.
He had the game that I thought Charlie Cameron was going to have. Yeah. Like, he was that kind of electric, you know,
Charlie's pretty good.
Small forward. Charlie was great. And it felt like Charlie, a couple of times, he's going to get going, but it was just Collingwood was so powerful. It felt the Bears. The Lions were more efficient, obviously, by the goal scoring, but all their entries were much better. But Collingwood, just that surge of all the volleyball, just knocking it on and everything.
What about that Zach Bailey goal, though?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Goal of the year.
Fucking amazing.
Was that not one of the greatest goals you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah. Take it off Ashcroft, give it to Zach Bailey, all right?
Oh, it's unbelievable when you're at the ground, and particularly ground level. I don't know how people watch footy from down there. I've not really done it much before from level one. You cannot see on the other side of the ground.
No, and the screens are like half a second behind.
Yeah, so and the screens were all obstructed. We're just flying blind.
That's a terrible ground. That's a terrible ground.
Let's go back to the home of footy, the Gabba.
Oh, the Gabba tour. So when you're just kind of rising with the crowd, you're just kind of going off the ground. And when it came off Bailey's boot, I was just like, no way. And yeah, and we had a few moments like that. I thought the standard of footy was just incredible. I think it was the best game of footy I've ever seen.
That second quarter was as good a quarter of football as I've seen. Now, can I ask you this, Will? You're marrying into a football family.
Correct, yes. In December.
In December. Yeah. So you have a connection to the Cup. Now, we heard a story earlier on that the Cup was just randomly going all over the place.
Again, touched up.
Yeah. I thought that it had to be in the ambassador's hands all week. Do you have any insight into...
Yes, so I'm marrying the brother of Josh Kennedy, and he has had a very busy week, and I've seen more of Josh just personally and then on screens. We saw him at September Club last night, and it was nice for him to just wrap up his week. But
do you know any detail of what the role involves in terms of being the ambassador of the Cup? Like, do you have to...
Diplomatic negotiations with other codes.
There used to be some kind of tour, some kind of national tour, but
I think he didn't have to do that.
I think he was actually looking forward to that. Yep. I think he wanted to go to Uluru and do the lap.
Does he live in Sydney or Melbourne?
He's now back in Melbourne.
Now back in Melbourne, doing what?
He's working with his family in their business. I don't know
how much detail.
Okay, so he's
got a press.
He's in the mafia, and if you talk about it, you'll end up in the Sydney Harbour, okay? So, let's say, Josh Kennedy will cut your cunt, all right? Don't fucking mess with him.
Now, well, can I ask a question about one of the guys you got on your scarf here? One, Mr. Camarena. I'm fascinated by Camarena because I think he has the potential to be such an amazing footballer. He was my pick for the Norm Smith.
Remember
we did our preview episode?
Same with me.
What's your take on Camarena? Because I've spoken to other Lions fans, and the people seem to feel like there's two camps. One that, you know, he's building, and others like maybe he's a bit of a wash. What's your vibe?
I think he was best on in the Port final, in the qualifying final. So I think he had impact in the finals. It was a dirty day for him yesterday, I thought. He tried to have that.
They're playing him in the back line, I noticed.
He was
an intercepting defender for a time.
He started there at the start of the year. I think he's an excellent player, and he's had an ACL. He's only a couple of years off that. He'll come good. I think there's...
I feel like there's like a De Goey transformation capable for Camarena. Like, he's just got the same potential to be...
He's got to have a Bali scandal first.
That's right.
And then turn it around. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah. Can he grope someone? I'm down. Consensually, I'm not saying anything weird.
Can he grope someone, and can it be Michael, please?
I love it when you say grope and consensually, and you go, who's ever said, oh, grope me consensually, please?
And so post-game, do you go to Brisbane function, anything like that, or are you straight to September Club?
We neglected to buy tickets to that.
Where was it?
I actually don't know. I know it was $350 a pop, and that was that was enough for me to because I actually went to the Swans one last year as per the Josh connection. No, but that was a funeral last year.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's worth it.
Tell me about it in great detail. How sad were those Swans supporters?
No, we'll go through it, but I remember going to the 2012 dinner, and
the
Hawthorn one, and it was just like, why? Like, why are we here? Yeah. Like, I went to 08, and that was like, fucking party time. In fact, I think I've told the story on the pod before, but my friend Declan Fay, friend of the show, we went to the 08 dinner, and we walked in, and we're like, oh, sick. And we wore, like, black pants, white shirt, tie, Hawthorn jumper over the top.
Because they're 12 years old.
And I said to Dick about an hour in, I was like, do you get the feeling like people are looking at us a bit funny? And he's like, yeah.
Because we're grown men.
No, but it was because the Hawthorne players were in black pants, white shirt, tie, Hawthorne jumper over the
top. If you fucking believe that anyone thought you're an AFL listed player.
They're like, I can't believe they invited the mini legends.
James Sicily over here.
There's a little autistic fella over there with 33 written on his back.
Isn't it good they invited that little girl?
Well, I once saved Jeff Kennett walk past us both, tapped us on the shoulder and said, good work on the year, boys. That's an actual fact. That's an actual fact. And then we went to a fringe festival.
Was that before or after he made fun of your jeans, your ripped jeans?
And then we went to... And then we went to Melbourne Fringe Festival thing. It was the final of the Melbourne Fringe Festival. You love the furniture displays of the Fringe Festival. And a bloke came up to Deck and he was like, oh, thank fuck, it's you. He said, people were worried, but there's two footy guys walked in wearing footy jumpers and we're going to start fights.
They looked at you.
That's how soft we are in the arts.
Fuck, Chambo's here.
Chambo here, it's on.
When's the last time you got in a fight? Did you get snapped in footy? You
No.
I remember. Do you remember when you got punched in the face? When
yes.
We were like,
please tell me the story.
Do you remember the story? We were 12 years old.
Yeah, we were.
We were hanging out with our mate Ben Healy in Sandringham.
Yeah.
And we were playing cricket or something like that. Yeah. And he had another mate, Ned, he was a bigger kid. And Michael was quite a good fast bowler when we were kids. And he bowled Ned out.
Damn,
and said some smart-ass comment as he went to collect the ball. And Ned walked up to him and cold-cocked him right in the face, like just a square punch to the jaw.
I think he punched me twice.
I was full on.
But at the kind of age where you kind of go, really, in the face?
It was full. I was brutal. But you didn't get knocked out. I was quite proud of you. No, glass straw, Michael Chamberlain.
He just, like, whacked me here. Yeah, cut, like a couple of times.
Yeah.
And you go, like, mate, we don't do this in this suburb.
So Michael called his butler.
Can I meet him?
Okay, can you talk about the dinner last year? So can you take us through that? Like, kind of what was the take? Like, you just walk in, just go like, why are we here?
Yeah, where was it at? Hotel in Sydney?
I think I'm in Crown.
Yeah, they normally are like in the function room at Crown somewhere.
Yeah, and it was just a sit-down dinner, alternating drop, chicken and beef. Like, kind of like any sort of function that you can imagine Crown would host. And then it was a lot of just like, oh, wasn't the result we wanted, but we're so proud of the boys. And then about 10 different versions of that.
But they shouldn't be proud. It was awful.
Chris Fagan in his post-match presser said, our premiership window is just opening, which is great.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you think he'll live long enough to see a play?
You know what does give me faith, though, is that Hawthorn lost a thriller in 2012 and then they won a three-peat.
Yeah.
That's
guaranteed, in other words.
I've been saying that for 24 hours. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm...
But that was one...
delusional.
But that was one thing, Will, I thought about. By the fact, you guys have been up for about 5 years now, so it's like kind of like, yeah, fucking, you need to kind of maybe clinch this
it
one.
It felt like the one, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt
but like... But who's like the retire? Who, is there any of that team that won't be there next week?
Daniel Rich is...
Rich is gone. He didn't play.
Well, he didn't play, but he did win the longest kick.
Yes.
So there was a big victory. Yeah. I mean, in the thing that really matters, the longest kick.
So will he get the keys to the city in Brisbane?
So he won the longest kick and Fev jumped in the Yarra. So he won Heps A through F. That's pretty good for Fev.
Completed the set.
I didn't know you could catch them twice.
He's got hepatitis double C. Hepatitis caught Fev.
You don't have a particularly ageing list, do you?
No, it's really Zorko.
Yeah.
He'll go around.
You got Will Ashcock to come back. Yeah, he'll get out.
And then his brother will turn up soon, who is supposedly a star. And so We'll be good again. We'll be there or thereabouts, as we have been for a while.
So. And you must have been rapt about, like, you know, I mean, Joe Danaher, like,
he had a really good game.
He was excellent.
Yeah. He's had a good year, too. Like, we love making fun of Joe Danaher on our show, but this year's been quite hard because he's been really good.
Yeah.
Really good and reliable.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's been so good, and I don't want to, like, blow smoke up his ass because he might get a normal-sized head.
Yeah.
But don't you think... Since he's grown that big mo, it's made his head look bigger because he's got the smallest head in the AFL. Yeah. But that mustache, that's like an optical illusion. It makes his head look bigger.
Tiny, shrinky dink head, but a big mo.
Big, like old timey barman mustache.
Yeah.
I do have an objection to the scoring system of the AFL, which I've actually, this is a long thing I've believed, is that I think.
Most goals should win.
Most goals should win. Yeah. And we would have won yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think behind should just be a means of deciding a tie break. And I don't know why we have this 6-point allocation to goals. I don't know why it happens.
I mean, it seems like it's convenient you're only bringing this up.
I know. It's convenient. Yeah, I'm clutching at straws at this point. But
it is true, though. Like, it must be, I don't know how many times it would have happened in history that the team that... Like, won the grand final.
I think
Carlton
68.
Less,
yeah, that was the last I read to them.
I think the Saints lost. We won a premiership in like 1920 and then lost it on countback. It was a challenge.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, on countback.
We lost it. We lost a flag on countback because we kicked less goals than the opposition or some shit like that.
It's
very
nice to hear
St. Kilda
stories like that. And so, do you have like a kind of ambassador kind of role at the Bears or anything?
Not at all. No, I'm surprised I'm here.
Are you like kind of interacting with players by the fact, you know, you're kind of in the sports media, so you kind of get to meet them every now and then? Or
a little bit. Like, working on the Rub, we had Simon Black join the Rub from the live stage outside the G yesterday.
Apparently a legend, right?
Oh, one of the world's greatest men.
But we met Simon Black at the footy show grand final after party once. You know, they do their final year footy show. The tennis
the big
center.
Extravaganza, the
review.
Yeah, the review.
Charlie and I went, like, as a joke, but then got invited to the after party at Eve Nightclub.
It was loose. No, it wasn't. It was at the precinct. It's on Swan Street. It was precinct.
No, wasn't it? It was Eve Nightclub.
Oh, I hate to see a married couple fight like this.
But it was where you saw Hutchie passion that girl near the bins.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you have to cut this out, but I did see Craig Hutchinson pashing a girl up against some bins.
It's where I met Jonathan Brown, where he got me in a headlock at the urinal.
Yeah.
You nice to meet you, Will.
Jeez, you did not want to be head level.
It was because of Simon Black, because he was one of the first footballers to come up and chat to us, because it was still, and they were getting loose. Like, there was no cameras, camera phones really or anything.
No.
So people were getting real loose. And Simon Black was so nice to us that Will and I got confident that we could just go chat to any football player.
Yeah.
And then we see Barry Hall over the bar, and so we go up to Barry Hall, and he looks at us, and we're like, oh, we're not talking.
No.
Hey, we'll wrap it up, Will, but I actually just want to give a gift, a consolation prize, okay?
Oh, really?
So a friend of mine found an item at a garage sale, a few weeks ago. She took a photo of it and sent it to me. I was like, yeah, buy that for $10. And I just want to give it to you.
You need help opening it.
I actually wouldn't need help
opening
it.
No, I'm okay.
Rosie, if you want to open, take your beer, take your mine.
I'll hold your mine.
Thank you so much. It's very nice that you've done
$10.
This.
It was full of football memorabilia.
Yeah,
it's,
is that right?
Oh,
it's,
so, if you hold up the crowd, it's a photo. It's a photo of
Joel
St. Kilda
Smith.
Hawthorn legend Joel Smith.
Ex St. Kilda and
autographed
Joel Smith.
And also, best and fairest, don't sniff at that. And then also on the back, there's a certificate of authenticity.
Well, that is.
So, you may not win a premiership, but you get that
next best thing.
As a gift.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, you are in a sling today. Can we ask what happened to the shoulder?
Oh, I just had a tear that has plagued me for years. And
how'd you do the tear?
I don't know.
Patting yourself on the back too much? Felt a bit harsh. The guy's just lost the grand final, mate.
And then my health insurance rolled over, and then a few months ago I just said, oh, yeah, no, that sounds like a good day. And then we made the fucking grand final, and one arm sitting there, and I'm a jumper too when we kick goals. So it's been a painful day in more ways than one. But
so the shoulder reco, is that what you had?
It was keyhole. It was, I'm fine. I'm all right.
You were wrestling with Callum Mills.
I did,
He took an RKO and a 619 and a Batista bomb and a stunner.
You're looking straight at me because I'm the only one who gets these jokes. Very funny. Well, good. Good stuff, Michael.
You got hit with a steel chair. That's why the shoulder is... Hey, can you please thank Will Warrison? Adam Rosenberg, Charlie Close, and Will Anderson. And thank you so much for coming. Don't tell anyone any of the secret stuff that we said, because we're going to cut it out. Thank you so much for coming. Hang around for a drink. We'll see you later. Have fun.
Thanks for coming out.
Good luck, Pies fans. Enjoy your glory.
We love our clubs, but they never win. Two flags in 100 years.
The shit house.
If you think we'll be insightful, clever, or just well researched, we're here to say that's not the case. We'll just go out and wing it. We are two guys, one.